It's my show.
That's right. It's Mark in the big boy chair this evening, and if you think it's your show, you're mistaken. However, you can call in and talk about anything you'd like to talk about. This evening, I have Nick with me. Nick, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, the show's going to be a little different this evening. Ian is off at the, I think it's the Radio and Records Talk Radio Seminar, schmoozing with all the bigwigs. You know, all the guys in suits and stuff. Ian doesn't have a suit on. You can be certain of that. He's wearing a rumpled polo shirt, I'm sure. But, well, I hope he has fun and, you know, him and Julia. I, however, have a baby on the way, and leaving town right now would be pretty irresponsible. My wife wouldn't like it. So, it's your show. You can call in about whatever you want. No, not really. It's my show. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave?
Hey, Mark, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
I got you, Dave.
Oh, I think this is stellar. I don't. This is the first time I've ever heard the show without Ian on it, although I think it's great, but it's good to get used to not always having him
it's,
there.
It's rare that Ian is not here sitting in front of this mic, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call in and talk about the upcoming anti-war rallies in Concord, New Hampshire.
Okay.
On Saturday. It's a relatively interesting situation that's developing. It seems to happen over and over again. You know, the sort of a leftist group organizes a rally.
Yeah, it usually has that feel to it, these rallies.
But then, libertarians kind of get involved and try to kind of inject our message that maybe, you know, it's not enough just to be against war. You have to be against all the violence that the government does.
Right, and usually these anti-war rallies are only against the Republican wars, it seems. I mean, I don't recall ever having heard of a Bosnia-Herzegovina anti-war rally.
Yeah, well, there's been some Cabana. Of that, but it seems like what happened is the folks that are holding the rally invited one of our guys from NH3.com to speak.
Very
so he'll good. Have that chance, you know, to get his pro-freedom message across, not just an anti-war message.
Very good.
And that will be kind of neat, mixing in the one with the other.
So we're managing to interject a little bit of libertarianism at the anti-war rally.
Right. I'm actually editing a story about it right now featuring one of your callers, actually, featuring a story about him and how he'll be speaking and everything. And that'll be up on RidleyReport.com tomorrow morning.
Excellent. You know, I get the updates from Ridley Report, and I love watching those little shorts. I've been turned into a fan.
Awesome. I have turned you into a fan.
It's the truth.
I christened the fan.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Yep. Nick, do you ever get a chance to see the Ridley Report?
I do, yeah, and it's well done.
It is. It's surprising what you can do with a little DV cam there.
Yeah.
He's created his own channel.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take a lot of money these days to really put your own content out there, and it's pretty well done. I mean, I have to hand it to Dave. Without using a lot of money, he's managed to...
He gets sponsorship dollars. I mean, people buy ads on the Ridley Report.
Yeah, well, I mean, being proficient with a camcorder, you can make something that's very watchable, that's fun to watch,
mm-hmm.
and something that people are willing to pay money to support. So,
yep,
I'm very proud of what he's been able to do, and it's something for people to consider if they want to put their own content out there. It doesn't take a ton of money to get into that.
The world is absolutely changing. Now, if a man with a DV cam can essentially create his own channel out there that people get pretty much updated daily, just about daily there on the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com, you couldn't do it. 10 years ago? Unheard of.
Yeah, well, it's democratizing the media, too. It's making it so it's not a top-down media, and... You know, blogs are nothing new, but now we're getting into video blogs, and it's a lot better content, stuff that people, the average person, I think, is more willing to look at. If you have some video content, you have, you know, audio content, something interesting up there that they can watch. Because only, I think, more academic people and people who are already concerned about the issues are the ones who are going to be reading blogs,
right.
Generally. But some people might just stumble across a video and get into whatever you're talking about.
Right. I don't find myself very interested in blogs. People often give me stuff to read. And I usually read the first paragraph if somebody's forwarded to me or whatever. But I don't feel obligated to read the whole thing, simply because they could be long, and I just don't have the time to read them all. You know, I'm not a blog guy. However, I do listen to, I do watch the Ridley Report with a bit of video. Sometimes I'll listen to some podcasts, so... I can see, you know, I can definitely see that the mainstream media becoming less and less the mainstream media.
Yeah, and you know, I'll look at blogs usually when it's more of a niche thing. Like, for instance, there's a guy, he's a libertarian in Canada, and I like to keep up, you know, with what's happening with liberty in other parts of the world. And it's kind of hard to find that through traditional channels. So when you find a blog, that might be the only content that's really dealing with what you want to hear about there. So that's the only real source you can find. But today you can find that information online, whereas even through the internet, you'd have difficulty finding certain information like that about a certain niche if you were interested. It just wasn't there.
Speaking of liberty and you know, blogs, talking about liberty around the world, Ian has set up my Google homepage to be, if you have this little techno-rotty thing on, so that it'll search for Free Talk Live in anywhere as far, that mentions it in a blog. And so I'll often end up on websites where it's like German or Swedish and things. We have a lot of Swedish listeners, oddly. And, you know, they're mentioning Free Talk Live, and it's just, I can't understand what it says at all. So it's spreading all over.
Yeah,
I assume they're talking good about us.
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes probably not. But
the vast majority of blog posts about us are very positive.
Yeah, generally, if you're going to talk about a podcast in your blog, you're not going to complain about a bad podcast because, frankly, there are a lot of them out there. So what are people really going to care if? Oh, I found this really bad podcast. So you're probably going to talk more about the positive things that you want to direct people towards.
Absolutely true. Frank in Oregon, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, sir. How about you?
Pretty good. A quick comment about the Google feature you're talking about. You know, they have a translator on there, so if it is in a different language, you can quickly translate it. So you could probably read, you know, 60 to 80% of the page. But
I find this new technology you're discussing disturbing and frightening.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm sure both of you are aware of Michael Badnarik, the 2004. Libertarian candidate. He's also a constitutional scholar and a teacher. And
I've got his book.
Radio show on We the People Radio Network.
Yep, I've got his book. It's called It's Good to Be King, and he signed
right.
it for me. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've met him.
I listen to his show pretty much daily. It's on the on Central Time, so I have to listen to it in recorded form. I can't listen to it live. But today they were talking about immigration, and of
what
course,
time is he
you
on?
Know,
Before you go on, what time is he
sure.
on? What time is
What's
he
that?
On? What time is he on?
It's like 7 a.m. Central Time or something like
Good
that.
Good heavens. Okay.
Yeah, so that's too early for me. But anyway, they were talking about illegal immigration, and they had a couple of guys on there from the Patriot, you know, Border Protection Militia. And those are the people who kind of sit on the border independent from the Border Patrol, and
they sound like the Minutemen.
Do their own surveillance. I'm sure you've heard of them before.
They sound like the Minutemen.
Yeah, they're kind of a splinter group from the Minutemen. But,
oh, good. The Minutemen splintering. That doesn't mean anything good to me. If the Minutemen are splintering out, that means
I don't know the politics behind the splinter, but from what I understand, they used to be some of the Minutemen, but now they're in this different group.
Okay.
But I don't know all the details, but they sit on the border, and this is the New Mexico border, and they, you know, they do surveillance and they apprehend and I don't know. Report the Border Patrol to these, you know, illegal immigrants anyway. But Michael Badnarik is this, you know, principal kind of libertarian guy, and he was, you know, supporting all of this, you know, more border fence, you know, more immigration policy, follow the law. And he even led into his radio show with, this is Michael Badnarik, the defender of everyone's individual rights, except those who come here illegally or unless you come here legally, which I don't understand how this rift in the libertarian ideology has happened with this immigration policy. And I'd like to coin a new term for anyone out there that is under this persuasion called stato-liber-fascist.
Stato-liber-fascist?
Yeah,
we're going to find out what that fascist. Is. We're coming. We'll bring you back and find out what a stato-liber-fascist is.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to Hemp.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's my show. My name's Mark.
Mine's Nick.
And you're listening to Free Talk Live. Be sure to check out Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. We've got a BBS there with hundreds of thousands of posts, with thousands of people posting. It's a free-for-all on the BBS. It's bbs.freetalklive.com. And are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. So we're going to go back to Freedom Frank in Oregon. Frank, you there?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Okay, so what was this crypto-fascist, what was this word that you were coining?
Okay, I'm proposing a new word for so-called libertarians who support closed border policies.
Okay.
And that word is stato-liber-fascist. Stato meaning someone who loves the state, liber for, you know, the beginning of the word libertarian, and fascist for the collusion of companies and government to prevent illegal, quote, immigrants from gaining a foothold in the U.S. economy.
Couldn't you just call them a liber fascist?
I could, but I think having the state in there is a little funnier.
Okay. Well, I'm all for it. You know, this is sort of it's a schism between the two groups. And I hate to take the libertarian pie, which is a mighty, mighty thin slice of pie, and then slice it down further. But there are certainly two ways of thinking about this, many ways of thinking about this. You know, I'm of the opinion that free people should be able to cross free borders freely, and that's what makes a free country free.
Right.
One of the many things. But there are many people that sort of subscribe to the sort of constitutional, more the constitutional types that subscribe to the idea that, well, you know, the government was set up and government, you know, our nation has a border and we have to protect that border and you must go through whatever rigmarole we've come up with to, you know, extract money and all kinds of stuff from these poor people that want to provide for themselves. You know, at one point we welcomed the downtrodden, your wayward tossed and all that stuff. Not anymore.
I don't know if I'd say we exactly welcomed them. There's always been an amount of animosity between the native foreign American people and the large immigrations that have come through, the Irish, the Italians. The Anglos, didn't like the outsiders. And then they stayed long enough and they became the insiders and usually beat up on the next group to come along. But
you're
they
right
were
about that, and
come.
That's what's happening now.
Right.
Exactly.
The children and the grandchildren of immigrants are complaining about how the illegals, the undocumented workers, come into this country and don't follow rules that weren't in place, that did not exist when their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents came to this country. And I think it's ludicrous.
If we had the INS and all these other bureaucracies in the 1700s or the 1800s, we would have
the early 1900s
as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's a total contradiction in terms to be a, you know, liberty-minded, libertarian, freedom lover, and then want to shut our doors to everyone who is seeking the same thing. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep. Well, you know, it's an important issue, I think, but I don't get too hard on the libertarians that support it. I just think that, you know, repeating our message over and over again, libertarians who understand the concepts of liberty will see that an open border is really the only policy that works, and they don't trust the government to do anything else. Why would they trust the government to handle the border?
Well, I do. I mean, I believe that the state constitutionally has the ability to regulate immigration, and I think the intention was never to prohibit immigration. So if you're talking about very narrow restrictions, saying that you have to declare when you enter the country and having certain requirements to becoming a citizen in the naturalization process, I think that's, you know, that's within the realm of, you know, a reasonable restriction on it, but still allowing people to come. But the problem with that is, of course, it's the government, and you start out with maybe, like you did in this country, we started out with very, you know, you write your name, you're here for a while, and you're a citizen. That's the way it is.
I got to set it up, you know, I would say that everybody needs to give a little bit of blood to, you know, be tested for diseases. But the fact is, if you have tuberculosis and you've gone to the border one time, you realize that you have drug-resistant tuberculosis and you still want to come to America, you know, I wouldn't have border agents bristling the border, so therefore those people would just sneak across like they do now. So I don't even know that if there's a point in what I would prefer to see, which is checking people for diseases and that kind of thing. I would also not let somebody who doesn't speak English and doesn't know anything about our politics just jump right in and start voting. But then again, I don't really think we should have much voting anyway, or the people that we vote for shouldn't have a great deal of power. So I'm with you largely there. I think that most Americans couldn't pass the citizenship test anyway. So
that's true.
I wonder why we let them vote.
Well, that's, yeah.
Because they're Americans.
Yeah.
Right, Americans. As far as I'm concerned, if an illegal alien's unqualified to vote because they can't answer the citizenship test, then, you know, I don't think Americans qualified to vote either. However,
most people in America can't even name their congressman, let alone their city councilman or alderman or selectman. So
yeah. Yeah, it's,
that whole argument is frivolous, and so are all the other arguments regarding legal immigration. Like, our economy won't be able to handle it. They're taking our jobs. They're going to convert our country into a communist state, which is another popular one, I guess.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any sense. Why would you be escaping the place to only set it up again in a new place? It's like,
well, I do think that's a danger
to build another one. It doesn't make sense.
I would agree that that is a danger, that they could very well, yeah, I think that they would escape their despotic rulers and come here and set up some kind of communist utopia, simply because it happens here in New Hampshire. The people from Massachusetts leave Massachusetts because the taxes are so high and arduous. They come here and they want to have all the, you know, nonsense that they have in Massachusetts. You know, it happens.
Well, if you take the constitutional view and you are, you know, in America as a citizen, then you should be able to abolish the government and institute something that you think is better. And by preventing people from coming here physically, I don't think that's going to really help the situation. Seems like it would be better to promote liberty for everyone rather than just for a select few.
I believe that that our country could handle it. I absolutely do. You know, a completely open border, I think that our country could handle it, and that we would teach people in the same way that they're going to learn English, that they would, to some extent, learn, you know, freedom and liberty. But we need to teach our citizens concepts of freedom and liberty and what a republic means before we can expect the immigrants to know. Of course the Mexicans are voting Democrat. I mean, they don't have any ideas of liberty instilled in them, and we're not doing it. We're slowly moving towards communism in this country. And as a matter of fact, that's what I wanted to talk about this evening was the Communist Manifesto. Frank, thanks for calling.
Well, we already have all 10 planks set up in this country, so.
Well, we're going to pick them up one by one and see. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, it is scary how far along the road we are to communism. We do have it better than a lot of the rest of the world, but we're on that path, and once you start down that path, it leads to one place.
Well, we will see. When we get back, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, this is Free Talk Live. Keep listening.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever, on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it's my show. Call in and talk to me about whatever you want to talk about. This is Mark.
And Nick.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Okay, so I was going to go into the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Then I got inundated with calls. So I'm going to try to get on the amplifier line. And this, you know, the inmates are running the asylum tonight. So we'll see how it goes. Giving a shot to talk to Mike in California. If this doesn't work and you're on the amp line, you're going to have to call back at the regular number, 800-259-9231. I think it's the first time I've given that number this evening. That's 1-800-259-9231. Mike, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. You did it.
Awesome.
I don't think the inmates are running the asylum. I think the ex-cons are.
That's well, there you go.
Oh, the new format of the show has me a little confused. Is Nick going to take his shirt off today?
We don't want that.
Only for money, which I think is how it worked for Mark. I don't think Mark did it for free.
Nick is a native New Hampshire, right? I don't know what you call it. New Hampshireans?
New Hampshire, right. Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, his chest has got to be just pale as it could possibly. It probably looks like the bottom of a flounder.
It does at that.
All right, Mike. So what were you calling about?
I'm very, very curious about your experience building your own home. I'm probably far more curious than we have time to talk about. But I wonder if you could just say a few words about your experiences, challenges. I think you've said in the past you're trying to go off the grid, so maybe also your experience taking a product like this kind of house kit thing that you bought and then converting it to have, I don't know, whatever you did, better insulation or solar power or this or that.
Well, you know, as far as the first thing, looking back on building a house, is I would say this is a sort of experience that I would not recommend for anyone. Dealing with the government and having to get the permits and that kind of thing, beg them to build on the land, and then dealing with the contractors. See, the contractors sort of have an advantage in that I haven't built a house before. And generally, most people that they deal with haven't built houses before, so they don't have experience. So they're dealing with inexperienced people. The only person with any kind of experience in the room is the contractor. And it seems like everything that I have is double the budget. And I've got to say that it's fun the idea of building a house, laying it out, and all that other stuff. But I would recommend buying a computer program that helps you lay out houses and not building one. You know, buy a house that's already in existence. You don't have to worry about all the codes and, you know, oh, they're going to make you tear it down if you put the stairs here. You don't put 5/8 inch drywall on the ceiling. You got to have a fire rated door here. And good Lord, all the crap that goes into it. And the town that I'm in is easy as far as these things go compared to any place else. So that's my first recommendation is forget it. Second thing, I tried to look at money versus insulation, and I'm going to work on, you know, generating my own power, probably hydro power. I've got a little brook there that runs through, and I might part of the year do that. And I don't think I really can't do the windmill without chopping down all the trees, and windmills really aren't the greatest source of power out there. And, you know, I've kind of looked at these things. If something really great comes along, I might do it. I'm probably going to get a wood boiler and burn wood. But, you know, there you go. That's what I'm looking to do to save money.
Would you say that all the government approvals and all that crap that you've been having to wait for really slowed things down, or just added to the cost, or both?
It was either 2 or 3 months, so it slowed it down at 2 or 3 months. And that results in me building a house in New Hampshire from December to March, the absolute time I did not want to be building a house.
Right.
You know, At first I wanted to get my wife in there so that she's pregnant right now. You know, she's gigantic, and she's waddling along ice in the middle of winter from the car to our rental house. It's a terribly dangerous situation. I have her hold my pants. She's not allowed to walk from the house to the car by herself currently. But I wanted to put her in the house so that she would be, you know, in the garage and directly able to walk in the house and never have to touch her feet to ice. But that didn't work out because of the government process that went along. And then, you know, once they started building the house, I've got some Free State Project guys that are helping me with it. I'm compensating them so that they want to go out and do it every single day. But I'm not compensating them very well. It's mostly activism on their part, I must say. And, you know, they want to do it, so I'm not going to stop them from doing it. And it certainly will save me I think it's $700 a month in rent or whatever I'm paying. Here in Keene, you can get relatively low, you know, rent prices. So
is the one person in the room who's experienced, that you said your contractor, is that person also a Free Stater, or is that like a third party?
No, not a third party. Absolutely. I don't know that there are any Free Stater contractors here.
Not yet.
Yeah, I do know that there's one heating and air conditioning guy named Main Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have a couple, actually. There's another HVAC guy who moved. I forget his name, but he moved in, too, and was working over in that same area of the state. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of Free Staters doing a lot of different things, and I think that'll be a good thing. Obviously, I want to support them in their businesses as much as I can, but, you know, you still want to price things out.
And when you were choosing land, you bought a plot of land first, of course.
11 acres, right.
Wow, nice. Is there zoning issues? Did you have to have, I mean, I know you have to have permits and whatnot to build, but are some plots of land, maybe this is a Nick question, are some plots of land not allowed to build houses on?
And this was a commercial plot. I actually was Mark's realtor, so we went through the process together.
Yeah, he's a Free State realtor.
We had to go through an approval process because this was a commercial.
We had to deviate. We were deviants.
Even though this was basically a less intrusive use of land, you have to get a variance on it so that you can build a house in a commercial district. It's pretty much woods, but it's zoned commercial. So that's what held the process up to some extent, was the town wanted this and then they wanted that. And, you know, they only met once a month. So it was kind of, if you didn't have it that first go around, you had to wait a whole other month to get it. So.
Yeah, the town doesn't get together very often. It's a very small town, so not a lot of people there. They don't want to get together all the time and talk about you building your house, even though they want to stop you from doing it. You know, if it had just been me, I probably wouldn't have bought the land in the first place. But if it had just been me and I decided to buy the land and build, I probably wouldn't have gone through the process. I probably would have said, let them come after me and, you know, then we could have negotiated at that point, because I just think it's a better position. I've got a house here. What are you going to do about it?
But
I'm very fascinated, and but I'm sure there's other people with more topics. So congrats on your house, and good luck, and thanks for the info.
Thank you, sir.
See you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm working on the buttons here. All right, and going on to Sean in Virginia. Oops. Sean in Virginia. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I want to talk about Reason.TV.
Okay.
I'm on my merging right now.
You do what? You're merging?
I'm on the highway right now.
Well,
be
safe. We don't want to hear any crashing noises.
Oh, yeah. What do y'all think about cell phone bans? Because I think Maryland is about to do one, like, while you're driving, banning cell phones.
As long as you're in between the lines, I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm sort of the opinion that cell phones are distracting, and one should be careful. But, you know, I do it when I'm driving, too, and there's lots of things inside the car that are distracting. It's not just cell phones.
I think cell phones are, like, seventh in the list of
screaming kids and action. Hot coffee on your lap and
the radio. I think the radio is one of the leading killers.
Never say that again, Nick. All right, Sean. So, recent TV.
I wanted to say about Reason.TV, if you guys have seen it, and it's like, as Drew Carey, and he's pretty mainstream. So it seemed like it'd be, and they're like 2 or 3 minute videos, like pro liberty oriented videos.
I haven't seen Reason.TV, honestly. I mean, I've heard that Drew Carey's on there, and that's pretty darn cool, but other than that, I really don't know.
I've watched it, and he does a good job, and I'm glad to see that Jim stepped forward, because I'd known he was a libertarian for quite a while, but he's finally gone public, and, you know, it's well done. People should check it out, Reason.TV, and I think they're up to, like, episode 8 now with Drew Carey.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be a good idea for, like, people that have no idea, like, about government and freedom and all.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's my show. My name's Mark.
And my Nick.
And you can call in about, but you can still call in about anything you want to call in about. And at 1-800-259-9231. And while you're dialing, check out Free Talk Live. There's a Shrine of Female Listeners. We've gotten all kinds of new young, attractive, sparsely dressed Shriners. Now, that's not the purpose of the Shrine of Female Listeners. The purpose is just women to listen to the show. Each one has their own little picture. We have them separated out, and they're verified that they are, in fact, Free Talk Live listeners. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, and tour New Hampshire on special FSP bus tours or on your own. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. So, you know, I guess we go straight to the calls, right? I
mean, more calls than we're used to, isn't it?
What the show's about and stuff. So, here we go. Puke from New Hampshire. Puke, you there?
Hey, guys. How are you? It's working, I think.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
All right. Well, at the beginning of the show, I thought Dave was mentioning Free Staters kind of getting in there with their libertarian message.
Yeah.
Well, I was the person that he was talking about, I think, because I was invited to speak at a peace rally that the Free Staters have nothing to do with. This was, you know, other people in Keene got it going, and there's, you know, there's going to be rallies all over the country because it's the fifth year anniversary of the war in Iraq.
Well, you think we'll have a peace rally on the 50th anniversary of us being in Iraq?
I hope like hell no. It would be great if we didn't have one on the 6th, but that's probably not going
to
happen.
Seems real unlikely to me.
Yeah, but what I was wanting to call about, though, is, you know, he was talking about kind of, you know, getting a more libertarian message in there instead of just a Iraq war sucks message and Bush sucks, which is basically, as far as most people go,
yeah,
when they think about, you know, anti-war, they don't you know, take it any farther as far as, you know, it's the politicians and the governments that are the ones that are doing all this
right,
crap to us.
There are some people out there that are entirely anti-war, and I think that's great. And, you know, the sort of the greenies, the ones that, you know, the sort of hippie-ish out there.
Right.
There are many Democrats out there that think the war sucks because Bush sucks, and therefore anything he must do must suck. And
right.
Then
or
there's people that are sick of spending the money, like me.
Yeah, and there are people that think that only the Iraq War is bad because it's not being fought properly. You know,
right.
We didn't just nuke everything or something. I don't know. But, you know, my little dilemma that I have, though, is that I am representing an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Right.
I'm not, you know, there as a Free State or whatever. So, you know, one of my dilemmas is, like, how much libertarian do I put into my speech? Because I don't want to just run up there and be like, you know, government sucks, down with the government, anarchy, blah, run around and throw bombs or whatever, like most people think anarchists do. You know, so I wonder if you guys maybe could fill in what you think somebody should speak about if they're not actually representing the Free State Project, but just, you know, like, well, what would you do if you were in my shoes, out of curiosity?
How did you get in touch with this group? Did they approach you, or did you approach them, or how did that work?
They contacted Iraq Veterans Against the War,
okay.
And then they contacted me because I live in the area.
Oh, okay. So it's another organization. I would try to keep... I would interject some of the Liberty message, but in regards to the war and war in general, I think you're pretty safe talking about from a libertarian viewpoint on war and how the government, you know, relates to war, how it causes them. I would stick
right.
to the war topic. I wouldn't, and I think it even turns some liberals off when people at anti-war rallies start bringing up other things about Bush Cheney or the economy or healthcare. That's not what people are
right.
there to hear, and I think that's where you run into trouble. So I'd keep it to foreign policy and our recent war policy and try to speak to that from a liberty viewpoint. But that's where I would come from. I don't know if Mark's got a different
take. I think I do have a different take, and I'm not going to berate you over it or anything like that. I've just, you know, I've recently cracked, like my mind is gone, and I think that
recently?
I would probably just... say, you know, I'm not just against this war, I'm against, you know, violence, and I'm, when I say violence, I don't just mean violence that we actually, you know, commit against people, but violent, the threats of violence against people, and
right.
by that threat of violence, I mean, well, the government that, you know, people democratically elect here and then foist upon me, because if I don't participate, then they're going to, you know, lock me up, or they're going to take away my house, or they're going to beat me with a stick. So, I hate this war, and I hate violence, and I hate democracy. I think that I would just, you know, that's what I would probably do.
Yeah, I don't think I'll go quite that far.
Yeah, there you go.
I would like to point out that, you know, people need to realize, and for some reason people think that, you know, the Republicans started the war so Democrats will save it. You know, I want to point out that it's the politicians that are causing all of these wars and conflicts. It's not just Bush and Cheney and
yep.
The current administration, you know.
You sure? Yeah. Clinton lobbed bombs at Iraq, and he you know, went into Haiti
right.
and
Bosnia-Herzegovina. Yeah.
Yeah, and he set up this current war with a lot of his Iraq policies. So, I'd point that out. And it's not like the Democrats have done anything to really stop the war. They haven't defunded.
Right, yeah.
They haven't sought impeachment. They haven't done anything. So I'd point out that the Democrats aren't the proper solution to the Republicans.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that, you know, how long have the Democrats been in office now, the senators?
Going on
the
two.
The people elected, you know?
So, going on 2 years.
So what's happened? Nothing. You know, they haven't accomplished jack.
Yep.
I just wanted to get my, or ask you guys' opinion, so thank you very much.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Bye.
800-259-9231. Going to Cisco in Arizona.
Hello.
Cisco? Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up, would you?
All right. Yeah, I'm calling because I just now got into your guys' show about 2 months ago, and pretty much you guys freed my mind. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so yeah, it's just that being frustrated here in Arizona, there's really not anybody motivated to do anything about it, and I'd like to try to speak my mind. Now everyone around me is like looking at me like I'm some crazy nutcase standing on a crate, standing up, trying to let them know what the world's going to them, especially friends and family. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? It's always been this way, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's...
so everyone's complacent, and I'm just, I feel so alone.
Yeah, that's that. You know, that's the purpose of the Free State Project, my friend.
Oh, I know, but, you know, I'm stuck with family here. My wife's here, and I,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, I'm stuck, so I could bring it up, but I can't do it. I wish I could. I think the only thing I could think of right now is probably a, express to others about the Free State Project, and maybe I can help them free their mind and get them to move up there in my place.
Well, I get that, and, you know, it's a statement of intent. I always make this clear. It's not a contract. You don't absolutely, positively have to move within 5 years of them getting to 20,000. It's a ways off from 20,000 currently, so, and I think that the, you know, just the signing of the statement of intent is a, you know, is a show of support, at the very least, signing up as a friend of the Free State Project.
Right. Well, my intention of the call actually was from last night's podcast. You were mentioning some caller called in about your viewpoint about the homeless.
Yes, I'm
not. And I haven't
by
heard
homeless
it, so I'm really, really curious about what got him so fired up to listen to you. And I never heard your rant about the homeless yet.
I basically just say that the homeless people offend me. They're dirty. They smell like pee. They stand out in front of people's businesses. They sit on benches, which nobody sits on benches. Who sits on benches? In your average town, at least my experience is, the benches are there as decorations so that you can trip over and a place for the homeless people to sit.
And sleep.
Yeah. You know, I'm really against benches, too. But, yeah, you know, I just don't like them much. And I think that largely the issue with homelessness is that they it's a public property thing. I don't think they should be able to sleep on public property. No. I don't think they should be able to camp in parks. No.
Well, where are they supposed to stay, Mark? You don't believe in a social safety net either. So if you don't have a social safety net for the poor and the mentally ill, where are you going to put them?
I've taken a tour of the Salvation Army in Sarasota, Florida, and it was a very, very nice facility. I ate the food. It was very good. The homeless in Sarasota have a place to go. I believe that this is true in just about every place. Usually homeless congregate around cities, and usually cities can handle these things. And that's all they have to do in order to stay there for free is take their how not to be homeless class. And most of them don't want to do it. They'd prefer to be homeless. There's guys, I moved to Keene, New Hampshire about a year and a half ago, so I don't know much about our homeless problem here. I think that the cold weather kills them all.
But the coyotes.
Whatever. You know, there's not a lot of homeless here. A lot of poor, you know, there's some poor people, but not a lot of homeless. But there are people that I've seen for years being homeless in Sarasota. All right. Thanks very much. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The